Blackstone Audio presents The Man Who Knew Too Much, Alan Turing and the Invention of the Computer, by David Levitt. For Mark, Friend, Comrade, Partner. The Man in the White Suit. In Alexander McKendrick's 1951 Ealing comedy, The Man in the White Suit, Alec Guinness plays Sidney Stratton, a dithery, even childlike chemist who creates a fabric that will never wear out or get dirty. His invention is heralded as a great step forward until the owners of the textile mills at which he was employed, along with the members of the unions representing his fellow workers, realize that it will put them all out of business. Soon enough, these perennial antagonists join forces to trap Stratton and destroy his fabric, which he is wearing in the form of a white suit. They chase him down, corner him, and seem about to murder him when at the very last moment the suit begins to disintegrate. Failure thus saves Stratton from the industry he threatens, and saves the industry from obsolescence. It goes without saying that any parallel drawn between Sidney Stratton and Alan Turing, the English mathematician, inventor of the modern computer, and architect of the machine that broke the German Enigma code during World War II, must by necessity be inexact. For one thing, such a parallel demands that we view Stratton, especially as portrayed by the gay Guinness, as at the very least a proto-homosexual figure, while interpreting his hounding as a metaphor for the more generalized persecution of homosexuals in England before the 1967 decriminalization of acts of gross indecency between adult men. This is obviously a reading of The Man in the White Suit that not all of its admirers will accept, and that more than a few will protest. To draw a parallel between Sidney Stratton and Alan Turing would also require us to ignore a crucial difference between the two scientists. While Stratton is hounded because of his discovery, Turing was hounded in spite of it. Far from the failure that is Stratton's white suit, Turing's machines, both hypothetical and real, not only initiated the age of the computer, but played a crucial role in the Allied victory over Germany in World War II. Why, then, labor the comparison? Only because, in my view, The Man in the White Suit has so much to tell us about the determining conditions of Alan Turing's short life. Homosexuality, the scientific imagination, and England in the first half of the 20th century. Like Stratton, Turing was naive, absent-minded, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?